Welcome to 101.5 FM Studios, and on the line we have Superintendent John Hallam of Moreton Police District. Now, you're monitoring and advising on the situation with the pandemic. What is the latest?
As of Tuesday morning, Queensland has had a total of 1,065 COVID-19 cases, with 5 active cases across the state. The Metro North Health Service area has had 0 current cases. Both Victoria and New South Wales have seen increases in active cases. This is the reality of the challenge we all face in the fight against the virus, and also a timely reminder to continue to follow the Chief Health Officer's directions. Please continue to practice good personal hygiene and social distancing, and please stay home if you are feeling unwell. What is happening in the southern states also reinforces the importance of contact tracing in the battle to limit the community spread of the virus. You should give serious consideration to downloading the COVID Safe app. This app is designed to support contact tracing by Queensland Health. Rapid and successful contact tracing can significantly restrict community transmission. Anyone experiencing COVID-19 symptoms of fever, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, runny nose or fatigue, regardless of how mild, should get tested. For testing, you can contact 13 Health, which is 13 43 2584, or your GP. But please call ahead and advise the clinic of the symptoms so they can prepare and provide advice on the procedures they have implemented. Or you can attend one of the specialist fever clinics. For more details, go to health.qld.gov.au. As we move to further relaxations of restrictions on the 10th of July, we need to remember what we can do. You can have gatherings of up to 20 people at home or in a park, beaches, skate parks and other such locations. Businesses have reopened with restricted patronage and social distancing requirements. These businesses include gyms, health clubs, yoga studios, community sports club, tourism experiences, museums, art galleries, amusement parks and zoos, some concert venues and theatres, stadiums, and also tanning and tattoo parlours and spas, excluding water-based spa services. Queenslanders can also travel around the state for overnight stays, except in some restricted areas. And you can have up to 20 guests at a wedding and up to 100 mourners at a funeral. The 10th of July is set down on the roadmap for further easing of Queensland restrictions, with maximum attendances numbers at various locations to be increased. However, the Chief Health Officer is continually reviewing restrictions, and it's important that we all stay well informed. You can stay informed by visiting the website covid19.qld.gov.au. Please do not come complacent. As I said before, this is a marathon, not a sprint, and we need to continue the good work to protect the lives of people we don't even know.
And as always, we do appreciate you, Superintendent John Hallam of Moreton Police District, for keeping us up to date and keeping our community connected at 101.5.